You're listening to Q on KLCC. I'm Eric Allen. The Demma Ensemble is a new group that weaves drumming, dancing, singing, and other forms of visual and physical storytelling from the African cultures. Their world premiere performances, called The Rise of the New Dawn, will be Friday and Saturday evenings, May 20th and 21st, in the Doherty Dance Theater on the UO campus in Eugene. 20 professional Ghanaian musicians and dancers will join 32 UO students for the performance, led by Dr. Habib Idrisu. He's here with us in the KLCC studios, along with a small part of the Demma Ensemble. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, can you explain the meaning of the word Demma, since it seems to describe what you do?
Absolutely. Demma is one of the many, various terms from sub-Saharan Africa, and the concept is total performance experience. Just like you explained, it involves a number of styles. So we have just one word to describe this experience.
And we have several people with several instruments here. Would you introduce the first piece of music and the performer who's going to be playing?
Yes, absolutely. This is SK Kakraba, and he's going to play what we call the Jill from northern Ghana.
Members of the Demma Ensemble live in the KLCC studios live tonight and tomorrow night at the Doherty Dance Theater on the UO campus. Well, Habib, first let's describe that instrument, since listeners can't see exactly what they're hearing. Tell us about that instrument.
Yes, I think one of the easiest way to describe it is to use the English term xylophone, but underneath the keys we have all these gourds that are placed under, and that is where we get the resonation from. And I think part of it that most of our listeners cannot see is we have the spider webs that are cut out and placed on some of the sections of these gods. So you can hear all the buzzing aspect is coming out of that.
You have a theme for your performance this weekend, The Rise of the New Dawn. Tell me what that theme is about.
It's all about the UO students, University of Oregon students. The concept of DEMA means everybody is welcome. And so in order to create an ensemble that have a competition, which is at the same time friendly competition, we wanted to start that to just let students know that you don't really have to be involved in a competitive atmosphere to be able to do this thing. So we giving them that, the confidence to come in. And that's what we think that starting it as a new form of performance arts in our area will be a great addition.
So as a non-auditioned kind of ensemble, that's very inclusive. Is that reflective of music being music and dance and storytelling all being sort of universal in the cultures of Ghana and beyond?
Absolutely. Our traditions, you do not have to be a member to join, to participate in a community. Everything is communal. At the same time, we celebrate individuality, but in this kind of sense, it's open. For instance, if I'm walking by a village and it's a music, whether I know the people or not, and if there's dancing is going on, I just stop and join. And that is the kind of idea we want to pass through.
Are there other ways in which music and dance and storytelling have different roles in the culture in Ghana compared to the U.S.?
Absolutely. I'm not too sure about the U.S. Storytelling, but with our way of looking at it, it's usually to entertain and then also to educate and then also to pass wisdom to the younger people. That's why we have these storytellings. Usually at the end of each story, there's always something that the kid would take home. So I do know a number of stuff about U.S. storytelling, but for us, it's slightly perhaps different than what most people might be used to.
Dr. Habib Idrisu, along with members of the DEMA Ensemble, here live in the KLCC studios, live tonight and tomorrow night at Doherty Dance Theater on the UO campus in Eugene. Do you have more music or storytelling or anything else you'd like to share with us this afternoon?
Absolutely. We do have another set of instruments we would like to share with our listeners.
Okay. You want to tell us more about it or just play?
Oh, yes. So this happened to be my first language, which is the Dagbanli. I also just happened to be part of the Buzung clan. In my tradition, we are not only musicians, but we are also historians. So the drums that you'll be hearing and also the singing and the kalambo, which is a flute, is part of an ensemble called the Lonsi, and we'll be doing Bamaya music at this point. One of the drums here is an hourglass shape instrument. Most people call it talking drum because absolutely we do use it to talk in our language. And the other one is a round one called gungwang, which will be the supporting drum. And the third instrument here is the kalambo that we use as a flute to play.
Ayuba yel na chimbibi na wun zelgo. Nduma na wun zelo zelgo. Ama bije din deng ban bora din nungo. Bangu mando lenze na chimsi. Ma chimsi bolo ba yu nibre tiali karnang. Ditiya nang din dan shelbiya. Sekwabi o jil la bang. Landiri yu anamne. Kamamim bangu mang jenaba biya kurugo. Jenaba biyo, kamamim bangu mang, jenaba biya kurugo. Sugdo bin deng bam du kukpalen swali. Kamamim bangu mang, jenaba biya kurugo. Ami yabin nam lam naba buro. Safam zel kul lamisi biya gungwana pao biya buro. Nam bangla zel gom lamisi biya gungwana pao biya buro. Wumpay nung lam lam laban, deni go. Mbyal bi go. Ntuzo pa bi go. Nalundan and Sapa Pombi Ajur Lundi. Nibber shot and Simpson Catin and Dira to Dumber Simpson, you was on Jedal Lundi. Mpierpi ya be a legion Lundi Kuku Galbambi go. Ami Yamanam Lanaba, Lassani. Bambala Yuba Biana Wunzalgo. Amandum Gambala Yuba Biana Wunzalgo. Ndumana Wunzalo Zalgo Yoy. Ama biye de nambu bora de nungo. Kati pargo don la nam la na vaburo. De bang yun jana babia wa babia.
Thank you.
the members of the Dema Ensemble live in the KLCC studios. They'll be bringing their full performance experience to the Doherty Dance Theater on the UO campus in Eugene tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Their world premiere performances, The Rise of the New Dawn, is that theme. For more information on the performances, music.uoregon.edu. Well, Habib, why don't you introduce the other people you have with us and tell us also what people can expect tonight and tomorrow night to see.
Okay, so on the Lunga, what we call the talking drum right here is Mohammed Alidu, mostly go by Alidu, followed by Mashoud Nindo on the larger drum, and on the flute is Abukari Mohammed, who we call Abu, possibility. And then we also have our storyteller, who is Akrama Kofi. Earlier on the jail was S.K. Kakraba.
So what kinds of performances, what kinds of pieces and stories might people expect tonight and tomorrow night?
So Ghana is the size of the state of Oregon, with over 25 million people, and over 50 different languages spoken in Ghana. So to give people some of the essence of this total performance experience, we decided to at least visit a number of ethnic groups. So the instruments are going to be completely different physically and completely different sounds that will be coming out. So we'll be getting a number of representation. And the artists are amazing. With over 200 years combined experience, you are in for a surprise. All the artists are from they are former members of the Ghana National Dance Company, the three foremost companies in Ghana, which were like state sponsored: the Ghana Dance Ensemble, the Ghana National Dance Company, and also Ebibigurama Theater Company at the University of Ghana. So all these talents are coming together tonight to give our audience a variety of performances, in addition to what our incredible UO students have been able to achieve this term.
What kinds of things do you find yourself teaching the UO students? Is it spirit? Is it music? Is it a way of being?
I hope it's a whole way of being, because our performance is not separate from the actual life of us. So you see that whatever we present on stage is actually the history and the way we live. So right from the beginning, the students know, as I will always insist, first of all, you are drumming or dancing for yourself first, and then everybody around you will enjoy it. It's, it's being patient, and determination is one of the goals. And you'll be surprised how much these students have come up with this short period of time.
How did you find yourself coming all the way from Ghana to Oregon?
My wife. As a matter of fact, my wife, beautiful wife, Jessica Sprick, I came to the United States as a student in Bowling Green, Ohio, where I got my bachelor's and master's degrees, and then moved to Chicago, Illinois, for my PhD in performance studies. And actually, my wife rescued me from the cold weather and brought me back to Oregon, which I'm loving. Thank you, wife, for doing that.
If the theme this year is the rise of the new dawn, what other mm-hmm. kinds of themes might you be pursuing in upcoming years?
And that is a good question, because we'll be basing it on the kind of performances that we'll be doing. So each year we'll come up a performance that has to do with the nature of where, which side of Ghana we will be looking at, mm-hmm. and that will help us determine the next theme.
Is there anything else that you'd like our audience to know about what they'll be seeing or experiencing this weekend?
In addition to that, we also have a section of our program that we call Fantastic Eric, who is going to be doing acrobats. Some of the acrobatics are going to kind of link everything together, and he's amazing, and I think it will be a great treat for everybody tonight.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to KLCC this afternoon.
Thank you, Eric.
Dr. Habib Idrisu and members of the Dema Ensemble live tonight and tomorrow night at the Doherty Dance Theater on the UO campus. Their world premiere performance is The Rise of the New Dawn.